how far we can realize about things. Atava bhumaiti na kim jati na tabajna vishtad bahamidam krishnam ekaṃsi na stiru jaga. But father, I shall talk to you, Arjuna, after showing Vishwarupa to Arjuna. Krishna says, you are astounded just to see my bigger figure. But what have you seen? That is the smallest part you may think it. Only I am such that by one part, one negligent part, I can accommodate the whole of the world you can conceive of. The conception of your infinite is in my negligent part. It is such, so great. He is so great. Atava bhuniti na kim jati na jo. What more should I say for your knowledge? Only simply know that whatever you can conceive, how much you can conceive, that only forms a negligent part of mine. So what we have conceived about Swami Maharaj's teachings, we should not limit that. We should not limit that, then we'll defeat ourselves, defeat its own object. It is suicidal. So limit that. As far as I have understood my Gurudev, that is beyond all. It is ludicrous. And no end of knowledge about him. We should not limit. We should not limit, that is Maya. Whenever we are under the influence of Maya, then so far no further. So far no further. That should not give an indulgence. Infinite is infinite. Every part of the infinite is infinite. Hare Krishna. So in that way we shall try to understand. Even Brahma cannot understand, Shiva cannot understand. They cannot finish it. What is it? It's quite reasonable that infinite is infinite. Hare picture of Jesus is there in that book.
Yes.
And the reference to Jesus is also mentioned.
Yes.
What thought?
We must cross the threshold given by Jesus Christ. He has declared, die to live.
But this much.
Yes.
There's more.
And below. One gentleman said, Christians will say he has full knowledge. Then you replied, so is he stagnant there, finally fixed? Is that Jesus' position? Do the bishops say that his position is final? Does he have progressive life? Or is Jesus alone barred from making further progress? Is he a member of the dynamic world or the stagnant world? This is good.
One thing is missed, Jesus. I remark that he remarked. From his remark we can understand there is a plane of mercy over justice.
Mm-hmm.
While dying, he told, and they were crucified, he told, oh God, they do not know what they do, so forgive them.
Yeah.
That means land of mercy, appealing to the plane of mercy over justice. That also we can have from him, from his teachings. There is a plain of mercy over the plain of justice. O Lord, if you take the way of justice, those that are crucified in me, they have no hope. But I appeal to your department of mercy so that they may not be harmed. A magnanimous statement from Jesus we get here. But fatherhood, give me our bread. We are here, and we want your help to continue our mundane life. And also Adam and Eve's life, when surrendered, no definite description about the daily movements, how they are adjusted with God consciousness, in what sort of service, that is all omitted. But that is clear in Krishna consciousness. Okhidra Samatra Sindhu, that has been adjusted in Santo Dasya Sakkho Vatsulya Madhur, all this developed and very scrutinizingly and very subtly it has been represented, our connection with God. But here in Christianity it is very big, big in the life of a man in God's plane. Nothing distinct, it has been traced out, even out. 24 hours engagement with this service of God, this is almost impossible. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it is furnished there. The 24 hour service, engagement with God, is almost impossible. But that is possible. We can live with him as a family man. Mahatma Bhuyaya Chakalpati Bhuy Vishadi Tadanantaram Tatu Man Tatu Gatta Vishadi Tadanantaram. That is, he enters into my family life. Enter into me. That is my family life. Atma Bhuyaya Kalpati, in the consideration that they are my own. They are my own, members of my own family. In this zone they can enter. That entrance from the Buddhist or Shankara school passed away of this limit. No choice. Ramanuja says that the bird enters into the hill forest and he is not seen from this side, but he is there with his family enjoying. So also, jati tadanantaram. there, there is life. There is life, and the best part of our life is to be just there in relationship with personal God. The Ramakrishna Mission people say that a doll of salt went to measure the ocean and dissolved, became one with ocean. But we shall see, yes, but every atom is different from another atom. Even in an atom, so many electrons are moving like planets. So in every stage there is differentiation and specification. It may be of different plane, consideration of different plane, but one and the many, and the movements and the relation amongst them, that can never be eliminated. Vidas, plastics. When the movements, they are seen with a living eye, they are past tense. When life can be traced, feeling, sentiment can be traced in the atoms, electrons, all these things. They are approached from the plane of life, then that is all play, all vilas, all past tense. On the physical aspect, physical movement, but endowed with life, then they are all past tense. The enjoyment of the mother, child, husband, wife, to a mosquito, insect, or a tiger, they cannot think that they are living a sweet life. They can't understand. The internal switch, feelings, sentiments, they cannot understand what there is. So if we can enter into that plane, we may able to find that every moment means abstinence, with the object of searching after happiness, searching happy life, not physical dead life. Vilas. In Vrindavan, the sands of Yamuna, the creeper of the trees, all living entity. All living entity, only posing of a inanimate. Inanimate posing, but all animate. And all in the mood of enjoyment and doing particular service. So in Santarasa, what seems to be only the passive existence, but there is also active enjoyment. So from the view of Vrindavan, the angle of vision of Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, everything dancing, singing, chanting, making pastimes, full of joy. All movement may be intelligent, and all movement may be attaining fulfillment of life. Sat-chit-ananda. these aspects may be traced anywhere and everywhere. Sat on the existence, Chit means consciousness, and Anandam, trying for fulfillment, enjoyment. Three stages, three aspects of life we can find anywhere and everywhere. They are also Goloka means full-fledged vision. Goloka, solid circle, full-fledged. In full-fledged angle of vision, we may find all rejoicing that is Vrindavan. That's the most fundamental plane of vision. All sensing, all enjoying in its own way. All in the engaged in the mad service of Krishna. This is the highest stage of our realization form. Everyone, every atom is rendering service to Krishna. That is in the vision of the highest devotee. Sarva bhuteshu japasi bhagavat bhavam atmanam asbhu bhudani bhagavat atman. Nesha Bhagavatattva, not detached, not detached. Yumaan pasyati sarvat, sarvancha mai pasyati, tasyaham nam pranasami, satanami pranasati. Everything has got recognition. To the smallest atom electron, they have got recognition in the cognition. In the central cognition office in Krishna. Nothing forgot. Everything, all points have got their proper recognition in the central office, in the heart of Krishna. Not neglected. Nothing is neglected. Proper adjustment. And all contributing to the beautiful movement. Samanjasa, samanjasa harmony, the most extensive harmony. Every part is harmonized. Nothing is discordant. Only deeper vision can expose that. Deeper vision. We can see the harmony. Even the Maya is harmonized. The Vetiri, it has got its position. Not undesirable. As the things are, the prison houses are also desirable. Undesirable at the same time desirable. Prison houses. Undesirable. Hospitals are undesirable. Still it is desirable because there is disease to cure that. So Maya has got its position to purify. To purify. He is playing. The child, when playing in going to the to cross the boundary of and a little harm, and there is the bandage and other arrangement. The child's playing. On the whole, Hare Krishna, Krishna consciousness. The lying thieving, that is also a most undesirable thing. That is also being harmonized. Stealing is harmonized. Lying is harmonized. Good effect, desirable. In a sport, in many, sometimes we lie to excite sentiment, sentiment of pleasing sentiment in the heart of person. Sometimes adjusted. Hare Krishna. the sympathetic outlook. The degree of sympathetic outlook can harmonize everything. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari. Jagai Madhai attacked Nityananda Prabhu and bloodshed took place. But that is also harmonized. In this way, Pati Pavan Name Sakhi Dui Bhai. So if Nityananda Prabhu is to have, if we are to have Nityananda Prabhu, we must have Jagai Madhai at his side, in a playing mood. Jagai Madhai. Without Jagai Madhai, no magnanimous position of Nityananda Prabhu can be conceived. Without that, gentlemen, right, man, Buddhas or something? Judas.
Yes.
Without Judas, then no Christ can be conceived perfectly. Judas is necessary. And it is my thinking, when Christ, with the cross on his shoulder, passing through the mob, Judas was there in the mob. Christ going, head bending. But suddenly he saw Judas with such a glance, such a look. Judas became mad and fled from the place. And the bright money he became mad. I think the Christ's eye on the Judas was a negative character. Judas, I am utilizing you for my greatness. I am utilizing you. I am indebted to you forever. My leader, my pastimes, if it has got any value, I am to pay to you for that. You are playing the most important part in this pastimes of mine. I am ever indebted to you, Judas. I have set you. You are set in such a to make the background. Otherwise, Jesus is no Jesus. So, everything may be harmonized in the angle of vision and the highest adjustment. Asarika, more extended vision. Kaurali. More rakhi mari dukhe thako dujone. Self-forgetfulness, that is also in Christianity. Self-forgetfulness. Self-forgetfulness. But for what? That is the question. The gopis in Vrindavan, they are perfectly self-forgetful for their own interests. 100% devoted. Not only present, but future also. Once when we are working in Madras Mutt, we incurred some loan to construct the temple, to expedite the construction of the temple. We incurred some loan. Anyhow, we reported to Guru Maharaj, and we thought the Guru Maharaj will be dissatisfied why we have committed wrong. But instead of that, his appreciation came. Oh, you have risked your future also in the first service of Krishna in that way. Not only and the present is being utilized in the service of Krishna, but you have your future also you have given to Krishna for service. Making loan money, you must have to work in future to clear this debt. So future also engaged in the service. I am very happy to hear you have taken so much risk. The risk of future, forgetfulness of the future interest. Not only to take the risk of the present, but of the future. Eternal future dedicated to my Lord. Nitya Lila, eternal pasture. Guru. Competition is necessary. That is vatirik. When we like to see that the Virodhi party, parliament, opposition. We can have such a spacious look that the opposition is also helping. And then that is Maya is also helping. We can see to that. Helping Krishna. Annayam Bajri Abhyam. Yatsat Sarvatra Sarvada. Annayat Itarata. Direct and indirect. According to Hegel, thesis, antithesis. And the greater thesis is synthesis. Again, that is thesis. Again, antithesis. And again, a greater synthesis. We have to look to the world in this way. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Again, synthesis is recorded as thesis. Again, antithesis of that. Again, a higher synthesis. Then some oppositionist comes to say that this is all progressive, this is in want. Your infinite, your absolute in want is only progressing. He told that every second, whatever he wants, it is realized. So it is not in want. That is his answer. Whatever he plans, at once it comes to fulfillment. So we can't say that it is perfect. It is imperfect, progressing. But it is in this progressive way. Anyhow, they brings everything under some law. But here, the Vedic, the Puranic conception of the Absolute is Lila, Lila Maya, sweet will, it's sweet will. And Mahaprabhu comes to support that Achinta Vila Pit, Adukshaya, beyond, the harmony is beyond our conception and thinking. You must take it in the beginning in your hand. That is never finished within your conception. It can never. Achinto, unthinkable. Unthinkable, thinkable. This adjective you will always keep in your hand. Achinto. Not within your brain. Papi brain, our Guru Maharaj liked to use this expression. Our papi brain. Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja, transcendental, supramental. But we should take the line. Going this way, as far as possible, no limit. Tuma chakhaite tar kohi ek bindu, only one drop. Mahaprabhu says to Sanatan, there is limitless, no breadth, no length, no limit. Paravar sunno. Gavir bhakti rasa sindhu, such an ocean. Only one drop I want to present before you, one drop. And then in the next place he says, ag bindu jagat jubai, that one drop can inundate this whole world of our conception. A part of infinite is infinite. Agbindu jagat. One drop is sufficient, more than sufficient for us to inundate the whole world. It is like happiness, happiness, joy, joy. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. In Kodiri, ancient mariner, in the sea, all water but salt. Salt water we can't drink. So water, water, not a drop to drink. That is our position. On the appreciation, understanding, by knowledge through him, then everything is all right. Adhukshaya. Everything is reserved in his hand. The key is with him. Adhokṣa-adhakṛtam indriyajam jñānam yena. Everything is not to be exposed to the fullest extent to our mundane senses. They are reserved the right. Reserved the right. Only partial representation. Our local interest, our selfish interest, local interest, provincial interest. We cannot get relief of that. So we can't come to understand the universal interest, prejudice. Full of prejudices of different interests, like so many dust covering our eye. We can't read properly what is what. Because these complex interests, they are covering our eye. We can't get out of that. Brahma, Pramad, Karanapata, Vipralipsa. These four defects. Brahm means commission, commit mistake. Pramad, omission. We omit many things. Karanapata, defect in the instrument through which we gather our knowledge. Karanapata. And Vipralipsa, the internal prejudice to misguide our judgment. It is always present in the fallen soul, so they can't understand what is what properly. সর্বত্র কৃষ্ণের মূর্তি করে ধর্ম, সে দেখিতে পাই যাহার আঁকি ডিভোটি সে এভরি হোয়ার উই ফাইন্ড দি মোস্ট বিউটিফুল ট্রেস অফ কৃষ্ণ লীলা হিজ প্রেজেন্স বাট ওনলি দোজ দ্যাট হ্যাভ গট eyes are free from all dark, they can see. Vatandihuta chakhu yār viṣaya dhuriti, but those that have eyes are covered with prejudices, with dust of different interests, they can't stress the truth. They cannot see the truth outside. Krishna can't see Krishna, his hand, his presence outside. Kamuneshi Parotatta, how he will be able to read properly the environment. So we are living within our own cell, living in a cell. To break the cell, to become free. That is not all. Then we have to imbibe the proper vision from the higher plane. We are created in a particular stage, but sometimes to see things microscope, telescope is necessary. For the far away telescope, through the Vaishnava we can see, through the scripture we can see, direct we cannot see. So many things are there, and the microscope is necessary. We are created in a particular plane with particular upanam, material. With particular prospect and the possibility. Part. So part cannot understand the whole. It is only possible when the whole wants to make himself known to the part, and that also to particular extent he can get. Then, jame vaishabhanti chenu. If infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is no infinite in that way. Infinite power is unlimited, infinite. So it can do anything and everything. He can show without eye. Krishna did it in the assembly of the Kuru. Dhritarashtra told, you are showing such a figure, beautiful and grand figure, that the munis and the other Vishnodron members of the court, they are appreciating your darshan and chanting in praise of that, but I am blind, I can't see you. For the time being, you give me sight that I can see you. And to our astonishment, Krishna told, no, blindness need not be removed. I say you will be able to see me. Now you see? Without our Dhritarashtra could see the figure, Krishna. The eye experience Dhritarashtra had without his eye. How is it possible? Dhritarashtra prayed, temporarily, at least, you remove my blindness and bless me that For the time being, I can have a darshan of you. But Krishna told that no blindness is necessary to be removed. I say, you see me, and you will be able to see me. And Dhritarashtra did that. Though blind, he could see, because Krishna told. So such is his will power, his will, his ways are such, above law. Whatever he pleases to do, that is done immediately. Without eye, man can see. Without ear, man can hear. Such is his position. These incidents are to teach us in that way. What is his position? A blind man, he can show. So what is his sight? That is not eye, limited with an eye experience in the physical plane. Something else. Arjuna, you see me in this way, Vishwarup. And he saw. His order. His will. So we have to be acquainted with such power and such substance. We have to develop our thinking in that level. We are already accustomed with the ways of this material law. But transcending the law of this material substance, there are other higher laws. Dibya darshan, this eye physical not sufficient. So Guru comes to give us proper eye. Proper eye. Get higher eye to read the environment. To read you and to read the environment. This eye is not sufficient. This eye is limiting you in a very limited circle. But get another eye, the eye of the Veda, Veda Pashyanti Pandita, the eye of the scripture. Try to have that eye, and with the help of that eye, try to look, to cast your glance around. Veda Pashyanti Pandita. Raja Pashyati Karnadhyan. The king sees through the spy, through the ear. And Veda Pashyanti Pandita. And Pashu Pashyati Gandhir. And ordinary people, they hear by their ear. So, get the Vedic Darshan. Universal eye to see things, what is what. Then you may be raised to be inhabitant of that plane.